From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister Hadi Cahyanto is committed to improving quality of land services. Communications and Informatics Ministry reiterates government's commitment to press freedom. And here is the news in detail. Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning Hadi Cahyanto is committed to improving the quality of land services across Indonesia. In a written statement received by Antara on Wednesday, he signed off for spatial service for people so that they can immediately complete their needs related to certificates in local areas with haste. The ministry is striving for a breakthrough in agrarian and spatial planning services for the people. Its efforts have included providing weekend agrarian services, priority services that are hosted on the weekends. The Ministry of Communications and Informatics has reiterated the government's commitment to maintaining press freedom in Indonesia and protecting journalists in performing their work. The government supports press freedom. However, it needs to properly manage press freedom and prevent any negative excess on it, such as a decline in news reporting quality. This was pointed out by Director General of Information and Public Communication at the Ministry, Usman Kansong, while opening a photographic exhibition at the National Press Museum in Jakarta on Wednesday, was quoted by Antara. He also noted that the photographic exhibition on Joko Widodo's presidency in 2014-2022 period was organized as a part of 2023 National Press Day under the theme of Free Press, Dignified Democracy. The day is commemorated on February the 9th every year. Indonesia's digital literacy in 2022 was categorized as moderate, with a score of 3.54 based on the 2022 Digital Literacy Index survey initiated by the Ministry of Communications and Informatics. The results of this survey became the basis for us to map the targets and map the community's needs for literacy so that the National Digital Literacy Program can be executed effectively and spot on. This was affirmed by the Director General of Informatics Application at the Ministry, Samuel Abrijani Pangarapan, in a written statement released on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. Delivering his remarks at the release of the results of the 2022 Indonesia Digital Literacy Index, Pangarapan stated that the surveys were carried out to determine people who need digital literacy improvement, the right learning materials, and to chart an effective strategy for digital literacy improvement. Indonesia will support the realization of the decent employment program carried out by the government of Palestine through bilateral cooperation between the two countries. This was conveyed by Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia in a press release issued on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. She further said, "Cooperation between Indonesia and Palestine is a momentum to explore the potentials in the employment sector." She made the statement after receiving a visit from Palestinian ambassador to Indonesia, Zuhair Alshun, at Manpower Ministry's headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday. She also stated that the meeting was expected to provide detailed information regarding Indonesia's role in the partners' meeting to support the implementation of Palestinian National Employment Strategy, which will take place in Amman, Jordan, on February 23, 2023. The Health Ministry is expediting efforts to speed up domestic vaccine logistics through collaboration with the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or GICAR. This was stated by Director General of Disease Prevention and Control at the Ministry, Maxie Rayen-Rondonuwu, on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said that Indonesia has received a grant of 330 vaccine refrigerators from GICAR to complete the domestic vaccine management logistics chain. He also remarked that the refrigerators have been allocated to priority provinces, districts, and cities that have cold chain storage facilities. North Korea on Thursday ruled out the idea of dialogue with the United States, accusing Washington of a full-scale offensive that is turning the Korean Peninsula into a war zone. As quoted by VOA.com, in a statement posted to the state media, North Korea's foreign ministry complained of the reckless military confrontational maneuvers and hostile acts of the US and its vassal forces. The more dangerous the US threat to the DPRK gets, the stronger backfire the US will face in direct proportion to it, statement warned using an abbreviation for North Korea's official name. The statement came a day after the US and South Korea held a joint air drills involving US B-1B long-range strategic bombers and stealth fighters in the Yellow Sea of Korea's west coast. Myanmar's junta extended the country's state of emergency by another 6 months. The acting president sat at a leadership meeting broadcast on state TV on Wednesday, as protesters marked the anniversary of a 2021 military coup with a silent protest. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, junta leader General Min Aung Hlaing in a meeting on Tuesday with the Army Park National Defense and Security Council also said multi-party elections must be held as the people desire. He did not provide a timeline for the polls, which cannot be held during the state of emergency. Critics have said any elections are likely to be a sham aimed at allowing the military to retain power. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
To increase foreign tourist arrival to Indonesia after the COVID-19 pandemic, the Indonesian Embassy in Bern held a tourism exhibition, After Work Indonesie at La Brasserie de l'Isle de Lille in Geneva on Thursday. This tourism exhibition was held in collaboration with the Specialist Travel Bureau Southeast Asia in Geneva, Agence de Théâtre de Voyage. On this occasion, the Indonesian Embassy in Bern campaigned for 10 new tourism destinations with the tagline 10 New Balis, as well as the 9th Bali and the Beyond Travel Fair BBTF, which will be held in Bali from 20 to 23rd of June 2023. This tourism exhibition was attended by Balima Spa, belonging to the Indonesian diasporas in Switzerland, Emirates Airlines, Travel Cruise Company, Aqua Expeditions for Luxury Cruise, and a French NGO, Calawait. About 150 visitors filled the hall of the La Brasserie des Halles de Lille, which was decorated in a typical Indonesian style, from batik, wayang, to Balinese umbrellas. The Indonesian Embassy opened an information booth about various well-known tourism destinations in Indonesia. In addition, exhibition visitors also enjoyed Indonesian culinary delights prepared by the Indonesian Embassy in Bern in the form of egg martabak, pandan cake, and spring rolls. As a night performance, Jimmy Hood Bahut, the Indonesian diaspora in Switzerland, was present to perform the Wira Pertiwi dance. The lively Javanese dance was followed by the performance of the Joget Bumbung dance, which was performed interactively by Amandine Mereschi, a Balinese dancer from Switzerland who has been assisted by the Indonesian Embassy for a long time. Indonesian Ambassador to Switzerland Mulia Manhadad and the Permanent Representative of the Republic of Indonesia at the PTRI in Geneva, Febrian Arudiard, also attended the exhibition. Ambassador Mulia Manhadad remarked that Switzerland is one of Indonesia's important partners in trade, investment, and tourism. Swiss tourists tend to prefer tours related to nature, adventures, and cultural historical sites, as well as tours related to underwater activities such as surfing and diving, considering that Switzerland is a landlocked country that is not directly adjacent to the sea. The Afterwork Tourism Exhibition is a tourism exhibition which is held once a year by presenting various destinations in Southeast Asia. This exhibition received a very positive response, not only from the local people who attended, but also the Indonesian diasporas in Switzerland who contributed to the success of the event.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 2nd February 1920, the signing of the Tartu Agreement. The Treaty of Tartu was a peace treaty between Estonia and Russia signed on 2nd February 1920, which ended the Estonian War of Independence. Estonia had been a province of the Russian Empire since 1710. The treaty included a statement which stated that Russia unconditionally recognizes the euro, the independence of the Republic of Estonia, and renounces forever all rights to the territory of Estonia. We move to the next event in 1950, when the University of Indonesia was established. Shortly after Indonesia's independence was proclaimed on August 17, 1945, the Dutch colonial army returned to control of Jakarta in late 1945. The civil government of the Dutch East Indies then established a new university or temporary university in Jakarta. The name Noord Universiteit was later changed to Universiteit van Indonesië. After Jakarta was successfully taken over by the Indonesian government, Universiteit van Indonesië changed its name to Universiteit Indonesia. Universiteit Indonesia officially started its activities on February 2, 1950, with its first rector, Insinyur Panji Surahman. In 1955, the name of Universitas Indonesia was changed to University of Indonesia. February 2, 1950, was commemorated as the birthday of University of Indonesia. We end today in history on February 2nd, World Wetlands Day. World Wetlands Day is commemorated on February 2nd every year. That date refers to the Day of Wetlands Convention, called the Ramsar Convention, was signed on February 2, 1971 in Ramsar City, Iran. World Wetlands Day was celebrated for the first time in 1997. The day is celebrated with actions to raise public awareness of the value and benefits of wetlands for ecosystems. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry encouraged the collaboration to preserve the blue carbon ecosystem as an important effort in climate change mitigation actions in the country. That was stated by Ministers of the Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar in the launching of Indonesian Ocean Justice Initiative's IOGI's study results on the blue carbon ecosystem in Jakarta on Monday. She said that the blue carbon ecosystem can be a direction for management in Indonesia related to ecosystem-based carbon that includes regulation, institutions, process, system and procedure, people participations, funding system, database, policy exercise and policy making, as well as the interaction among the central government, the people, the private sector and the regional government. The ministry stated the blue carbon ecosystem study, which was made by integrating marine ecosystem, has an important role in the mitigation of climate change. Minister Siti Nurbaya explained that marine ecosystem, which include mangrove, seagrass, brackish marsh, salt marsh and coral reef, have a great potential as carbon absorber and storage. She also remarked that the blue carbon ecosystem implementation offers a significant development opportunity as well as challenges to various sectors, such as sustainable fishery and aquaculture, marine and coastal tourism, and coastal development. She added that the regulation, incentive research, capacity building, and funding mechanism will support the investment to ensure not only the sea becoming healthy and sustainable, but also being in line with a strong and sustainable marine economy development. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, this is in line with the records of her ministry that the coastal and marine ecosystem have various issues. The solution also requires institutions-related follow-ups.
I could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear. And I can bear.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Angela Tanu Sudibyo, visited one of the cultural heritage buildings, Chong Afi Mansion, located in Medan City, North Sumatra on January 26. She remarks that Chong Afi Mansion is full of history of struggle in fighting for the economy of the people in Medan. The storynomics presented are also very strong so that Chong Afi Mansion can become a tourism attraction. In the past, Chong Afi Mansion was the residence of a community leader named Chong Afi. He had a major influence on improving the economy and progress of Medan City. Chong Afi is known to have migrated to Medan at the age of 18. Earlier, he did non-permanent jobs for a living. Because of his hard work, fighting spirits and kindness, Chong Afi's life slowly improved until he was able to buy a plantation. He also contributed one-third of the cost of building of the Great Mosque of Medan, building temples, bridges, and many others. Medan City grew along with Chong Afi's progress. The Chong Afi Mansion's building has a Chinese, Malay, European, and Art Deco architectural styles. The arrangement of this two-story house follows the principles of Feng Shui. It can be seen from the rooms that are on four sides of the building and surrounds a large open courtyard in the middle, which signifies the well of heaven. Chong Afi Mansion is also often referred to as a historical jewel in Medan. Therefore, it is hoped that the values contained in historic buildings will not fade, but provide economic benefits to the community. To visit Chong Afi, tourists can see various beautiful architectural details as well as various antiques that are still well preserved. Ticket prices for Chong Afi Mansions are quite affordable for tourists, which is 35,000 rupiah per person. Chong Afi's mansion is open daily from 9 to 5.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Di mana
ucapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, ATF 2023. Listeners, Indonesia, through the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, has the honor of being the host of the Asian Tourism Forum, ATF 2023, which will be held in the special region of Yogyakarta from 2nd until 5th February 2023. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno said that ATF is the biggest tourism event in the Asian region, which is routinely held every year. The presence of ATF will be a space for cooperation among Asian member countries to promote the Asian region as a tourism destination. According to Minister Sandiaga, Yogyakarta is chosen as the location for the 2023 ATF because Yogyakarta is one of the super priority destinations with the most ready MICE infrastructure readiness for holding international meeting events at the ministerial level. ATF 2023 will hold a series of agendas, starting from meetings of state delegations at both the ministerial and NTO or National Tourism Organization levels, and the travel exchange or TRAFEX, which is a business forum for tourism businesses among Asian countries. There are also additional activities such as the minister's breakfast meeting handled by USABC, Minister Business Luncheon held by CNN Lao Nate as the next leadership delegation event to Laos, post-meeting tour for VIP delegates, Asian awarding ceremony, and Global Modest Fashion Week. Delegation meeting participants in the ATF will not only be attended by Asian countries but also several partner countries such as ASEAN Plus 3, Japan, South Korea, and China, India, Russia, and several other international organizations such as UNWTO, PATA, WTTC, Asianta, and USABC. The theme for this year's ATF is ASEAN, a journey to wonderful destinations. This theme represents the main hope of the tourism sector in developing major regional and international tourism destinations, as well as strengthening ASEAN's position as an accelerator of economic growth and job creation. That's miscellany.
Hey, hey. Tapi kau sakit hati. Berhenti atur nafas sendiri. Just know that. Damn son, harus lebih tenang and take time. Harus pikir panjang, masalah ada untuk dilawan. Coba fokus, buka mata, lihat peluang. Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi. Jadi masalah lu, yang negatif biar jadi yang elak lu. Ayo coba freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit, kalau panas harus cooling down. Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi. Stick to the plan. To worry, we gonna be alright. Sometimes I need to slow. Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap dengan ku, tetap maju ke depan. Hey, I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, we're going to play you a wonderful song by Kahitna. Kahitna is a music group from Bandung and it was founded on June 24, 1986. The typical character of Kahitna is its mixtures of jazz, pop, fusion, Latin and ethnic. Currently, the group led by Yofi Widianto has three vocalists, namely Carlos Sabah, Hedi Yunus, and Mario Ginanjar. Their songs are mostly about love with romantic lyrics. Just like the song entitled Cantik or Pretty, the song is about a man falling for a pretty girl so that he tries everything to express his feelings. Well, listener, here is Kahitna with Cantik.
Pas keresahan dirimu, oh cantik, bukan ku ingin mengganggu, tapi apa arti merindu selalu, oh walau mentari terbit. Ada hati yang termanis dan penuh cinta.
dan ku ingin mengganggumu. Tapi apa arti merindu selalu? Oh oh oh, walau mentari terbit di utara, hatiku hanya untukmu. Ada hati yang termanis dan penuh cinta, tentu saja kan ku balas seisi jiwa. Tiada lagi, tiada lagi yang ganggu kita. Ini kesungguhan, sungguh aku sayang kamu. Ingin berjalan menyusuri cinta, cinta yang abadi, yang abadi untukmu selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak ada yang harus kita sesali. Semua indah yang pernah kita alami, meskipun terbatas dan tak mungkin terikat janji abadi. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan salah. Andai waktu bisa kita putar kembali jalinan cerita, mungkin tak begini. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan salah. Saling pandang dan tak akan lebih lagi. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan. Tentang
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Langkah pergi.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.